Another record fell today, this one on the grass at Wimbledon. Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer played historic tennis. The best men's players in the world squared off for 4 hours and 48 minutes. That's the longest men's final ever played at Wimbledon.
15-0.
If this keeps up, there'll be a lot of people with coronaries at the end of this match.
The five-set epic ended near dark this afternoon. In the end, Nadal won, ending Federer's five-year reign at Wimbledon. Joining me now is John Wertheim. He's covering Wimbledon for Sports Illustrated. And, John, what a match.
Oh, what a match is right. This was just sensational. I mean, the match has been over about an hour, and everybody here, the grounds are still filled with some people, and it's just, it's hard to sort of steer clear of cliche, but it was just one of those goosebumps sporting events. It was just perfect.
Right. Nadal wins the first two sets. Then Federer won the next two sets, so they're even. And then finally, Nadal picks up the last one after more than 4 hours of tennis.
4 hours interrupted by rain, but Nadal had match points, so he was a few points away from winning this championship, and he squandered those to push it to a fifth set. You know, these two had played together in the past two finals. Federer had won them both. They'd also played in the French Open final a few weeks ago, so there was so much context, too. And then, it's cliche, but this not only lived up to the expectations, this was the rare match that surpassed them. It was just a terrific day for tennis.
Right, it's the fifth, so Federer won five Wimbledons, right? And the last two of them he won over Nadal, the same guy he played today. So, I mean, it's really just one of those great face-off kind of sports stories.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a great study in contrast to start with, but he was going for a record, and Bjorn Borg was sitting in the front row behind the court, the man who had held the record. It just had everything. It ended about 2 minutes before darkness. You hope a match like this really gives tennis some relevance, because it was just a special, special day.
And then the guys themselves, they were just dripping from playing like this. I mean, they must have been exhausted.
It was, it might have been dripping from the remnants of the rainstorm. But no, part of what also makes this nice is there's a real authentic, I mean, it goes beyond respect. I mean, there's a real fondness between these two guys. So they have a friendly relationship. They're these fierce rivals. As you said, they're both exhausted. They've been playing this match. It's emotionally draining. And then they still have the presence at the end to embrace at the net and wait for each other before they leave the court. It was just sort of everything right about sports in about a five-hour window.
And so, John, going forward now, does Nadal seem to have the edge just in the next 30 seconds?
Yeah, he really does. I mean, this is a guy who won on clay, and everyone said, well, that's his preferred surface. But now to come in here and beat Federer on grass, the five-time champ, I mean, I think you hate to be too hasty about this, but you really get the feeling there's a new king in tennis right now.
John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.